Hello, Burning Coal Theater fans. You can probably tell from the sound of my voice that I am not Jerome Davis, Artistic Director for Burning Coal Theater Company in Raleigh, North Carolina. My name is Jory Slotke. I am the Director of Education for this theater, and I'm filling in for Mr. Davis today. Welcome to Into the Fire, the first regular podcast in the Triangle area on the subject of all things theatrical. Today's guest is Avis Hatcher Puzo. Avis is an associate professor of dance at Fayetteville State University and founder of Coffee Dance Company of Raleigh. That's coffee with a K. She holds a BA in dance and theater from Trinity College, an MFA in theater arts and dance from Case Western Reserve University, and an MS in higher education from Capella University. In June, Avis will bring her Coffee Dance Company to Burning Coal to represent the movement piece Insomnia, performed in 2012. Coffee is a vibrant company of young, athletic, and innovative performers who incorporate modern dance techniques with complex rhythms and gestures. Avis is currently serving as choreographer for Burning Coal's upcoming production of The Wiz, a soul musical that will run from December 3rd through 20th at Burning Coal. Avis, welcome today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we're happy to have you here. So you are originally from Connecticut. So how did you get involved in the dance world?
Oh, wow. The easy story is my brother is 10 years older than I am, and he's a musician. He's a bass player. So my whole life there was music in the house. And I was the rambunctious kid that would jump around. And the day I broke a lamp, they put me in acrobatics. So that's kind of how I got interested in dance.
Okay, so what are your biggest influences as a dancer?
Well, Alvin Ailey, definitely. And I think maybe ironically, Dick Van Dyke and a lot of the variety shows that I grew up with. Just how you communicate with movement was always really interesting to me.
That's interesting. I've seen videos recently of Dick Van Dyke at his advanced age dancing to a Dust Bowl revival rock song. Yeah. So that is, it's great to see him still dancing.
Yeah, Chim Chimney is like one of my favorites, and all of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, I think I know that in my sleep.
So when did you move into the realm of choreography? How did that come about?
When I went to Trinity College, part of the program was choreography, but my cousins and I would get in the basement and make up dances to various songs and then sort of forced my parents to watch us. So going to college, they sort of said, this is the way we really do it, rather than me just sort of making it up on the fly.
Okay, and so I guess where was your first choreography gig?
In college, which made me really nervous because I was coming from a studio. And a lot of other people were coming from New York and various places, and so I wasn't sure I knew what I was doing until everybody clapped. So I said, okay, let's just keep doing this for real.
So tell us a little bit more about your work with Coffee Dance Company. What are some of the goals of that company?
I started Coffee mostly because the Fayetteville State Dance Ensemble, the graduates didn't have any place to go. They didn't have any dance companies around here that they could join. And mostly for me, I said, well, I need a company where I can sort of do my own work. So it was kind of twofold. It was serving a purpose for the students, and it was serving a purpose for myself. We basically do a lot of Ailey Horton-based modern dance, as well as some African-based dance, Caribbean dance, because that is my background. Finding out that what we were doing was rather new was great, but it was also kind of shocking because a lot of what's around here is what's called postmodern dance or contemporary dance, which is very gesture heavy. We do a lot of work with the torso, a lot of sort of sensual work. It was really nice to have people that sort of understood what I was trying to say and how I was trying to say it.
Interesting. And where did the name come from?
Well, my family, we drink a lot of coffee. And my dances are very energetic. So, and I'm again, from Connecticut, so I'm really big into Dunkin' Donuts instead of Starbucks. So it just seemed natural to do coffee. It's an African-American based dance company. Most of the members are African-American. So in terms of coffee, you know, you get various colors of coffee. It's bold, it's hot, it's strong. So it just seemed to fit.
Okay, where do Frappuccinos fit to that mix?
Ironically, each dancer does have a coffee name. They've taken it, you know, macchiato or latte. We have even vanilla chai, which I don't even think is coffee.
So now on to pressing matters for our concern. So our next main stage musical is The Wiz, which opens on December 3rd. So you are the choreographer for that show. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to hear about the first time you either saw The Wiz or heard about it.
Oh, dear. Now, my grandmother used to live in New York, and when The Wiz was on Broadway, one of the ensemble dancers, lived upstairs. And so when we went to visit her, my dad went upstairs, knocked on the guy's door, and said, "Come down here and talk to my daughter." So, and this poor guy was like, "What do you want me to say?" So that's kind of how I was introduced to the fact that there was a Wiz. I've seen the show, not on Broadway, but I've seen it done really, really well. And I think everybody knows the movie, but I really like the play. It's really timeless.
So how do you think this production, which is being directed by Randy Rand, how do you think it's going to differ from the classic version of The Wiz?
Oh, my God. First of all the characters are really, everybody's really well cast. And then there's only 8 in the cast, and so they go in and out being themselves or being another character. So first of all, you have these multi-layers of characters, and the fact that it's so small, it's really intimate. It's not big and flashy with, you know, the big costumes and the big stage numbers. It's really storytelling. It's really getting into the story and who these people are and how they connect. And Randy is just fabulous at talking about community. Just make it more of a community, which really speaks to, you know, the Black population, in that everything we try to do is community. It's funny. It's just, you've got jokes in it from today, jokes in it from the 70s, just various things in it where you really do have to sort of lean in and pay attention. It's more interactive, so you're reaching out to the community versus we're just going to sit back and be entertained.
So with a cast of only 8, are there multiple characters per person?
There are. And they're even reading the stage directions as narrators. So yeah, it's going to be very, very different.
Yeah. So with a setup like that, do you find it more of a challenge to choreograph in a way where each character has a certain style?
Oh, yeah. I'm really pulling from, well, what's line dance today, but it's really 70s vernacular dance, because that's sort of where it stays. We're doing, you know, a lot of stuff that you would see in a club, stuff that you would see, you know, maybe breakdancing on the street. So it's very, it's certainly not like Broadway, high kicks, a lot of spins. It's very sort of joyous, you know, stuff you'd see at a picnic. Again, very, very community oriented.
Hmm. I don't know if I've been to a picnic with dancing, but now I really want to go to one.
I know, right?
What's been your favorite moment so far working with the show?
Watching them figure out the little things that if we did it traditionally, this would be a problem. You know, figuring out what the scene is about and how we can switch it around and make it less traditional or less strenuous. It's really sort of tapping into the joy that the show has brought so many people.
Fantastic. So I'd like to hear more about your work at Fayetteville State.
Well, we have a dance minor now. We've graduated, 7 people. Two of the graduates are with me at Coffee now, and we actually tonight are opening for Jesse Knight's Eurydice's Descended. So the entire company, including me, will be dancing tonight and tomorrow. But Fayetteville State is an HBCU, so it's a little difficult to bring concert dance because they do step teams, they do cheerleading, they have band dancers, and they have a lot of praise dance. And so all of that is really seeped into their community. So to bring it to, say, more of an artistic level is really kind of new, and it's sort of, there's a little bit of resistance in terms of, well, this isn't what we do, but we see how it works. So it's kind of a mission, but it's working. It's definitely working.
Is there a theater program there as well?
There is. I actually started in the theater. I'm the choreographer for the musicals. Mm. And basically, my degree is in theater arts, so I teach theater and dance. But the theater area, they do more dramatic plays. So my work is more physical acting and things like that. So right now, I'm just concentrating on the dance part. And so when the theater and I, we sort of merge a little bit, but it's really more dance.
Okay, interesting. So how did the insomnia piece come about? Is it something that you've been working on for a while?
Jerry asked me this past June, can you put together a movement show? And so, you know, I put that out there to the dance members and I said, you know, what do you think Coffee can do? And we were thinking and we came up with insomnia. Because previously we had done a show at FSU with the FSU dancers called Civil Rights and the Hip Hop Generation. And we were looking at how the Civil Rights Generation has it affected the hip hop generation. You know, basically they are their children. So we looked at things like fatherlessness and, you know, having a job and what does it mean to be in college today. So our insomnia show sort of takes off on that and makes it much smaller, where it affects four different people and what's going on in their lives that they have insomnia, that they can't seem to relax. And so the idea is there are things going on in the community and things going on in the society that just don't let you rest. And so we're sort of exploring that and see where we can go with that.
It's interesting. The idea of the civil rights generation and then their children as the hip-hop generation. Mm-hmm. What do you think the next generation will be?
That's hard to say. I think with all the technology, I don't think anybody can really say, you know, what the next generation is going to do, because that is just so different. You know, you can sort of predict what your kids are going to do, but now with students, you know, you got your iPad and all of that. It's really hard to say what they're going to be doing later on.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting about insomnia, we're planning on having it be part of our, what we call our second stage series. Mm-hmm. And this year, our plan for that series is to have several performances about the world of science, technology, math, and marry it with the world of theater, which a lot of people don't expect those things to go together.
Right.
So
yeah.
What do you think about the idea of melding the arts with science and technology?
Well, Coffee, basically we discussed this, you know, almost, you know, ad nauseum, of what is science and how can we portray this. I think the idea of science, especially, you know, if you look at, you know, pharmaceuticals, you look at psychology. One of our dancers is a biology major, so I think it does lend itself in terms of how you interpret it. So, you know, if you're going to do a math sort of piece about numbers, I think you can incorporate that much easier than if you're trying to do something and, you know, prove biological cells or something like that. I know most people think science and the arts are different, but I really like this idea of bringing it together, especially in a communication form like theater and dance.
Yeah, I've seen recently the term STEM is popular: science, technology, engineering, math. But now I'm also now I'm starting to see the popularity of STEAM,
yes,
where the
exactly.
STEAM, where A represents the
right.
arts. And
how I just got an email about that yesterday. Like, we're now going to do STEAM, and think, okay, how's that going to work?
Wonder how many more letters we can fit in there.
I know, yes. Whole sentence by the end.
So as we talked about, this is not only going to be a marriage of the arts and science, but this is also a marriage of dance and theater. And we've been doing a lot of that these days. Our first main stage show, Asylum, incorporated a lot of dance-like qualities and aerial movements, and we continue that with Insomnia. So what are the differences between art and dance as you see them, and what is the value in bringing them together?
Well, ironically, I kind of don't see them as different because they're both forms of communication. It's just what you're using to communicate. So, you know, whereas Insomnia, we will probably have some text in terms of, you know, some scenes, but it's how are you reaching the audience? Are you saying something, or are you just using your body and gestures? I often tease my students where, you know, if they're not doing a certain exercise, I'll say, you know, don't make me be your mom, where I'm just going to look at you. And everybody knows the mom look. Mom never has to say anything, but everybody knows the mom look. So again, it's just a form of communication. And does everybody understand what that form is?
Okay. So another question I have is, what dance do you like to see for fun?
I like to see, well, you know, club dance is people that are really sort of enjoying themselves and being themselves. But, okay, I'm kind of a snob. I really like to see very good modern dance or really good ballet where the technique transcends and the dancer just takes over and it becomes theirs. And, you know, that's usually when the choreographer is in the corner sort of freaking out going, that's not what we're doing. But, you know, they just sort of get lost in it. And that is really exciting because, you know, you go to a movement and you're thinking, okay, I have to be perfect and I have to be correct. And then suddenly it feeds you and you are now doing something past what you're thinking. And that's really, really what dance can do.
Great. And so looking ahead, what do you hope to see for the future of coffee?
I would like coffee to be sort of a regional force in North Carolina. Have several students come and do works with us, and we collaborate with a lot of different people, theater and dance, and just sort of raise the idea of what dance can be. Because as I said, coffee was started because there were a lot of dancers who didn't really have a place to go. A lot of what was going on, they didn't really feel sort of part of. And I think now, especially with us working with Jesse Knight and Duke and all of that, that it's really open. And so I would really like coffee to be part of helping it become much more open.
Great. Do you have any final things that you would like us to know about The Wiz or coffee?
Oh, you have to come see The Wiz. You have to come see The Wiz. I'm in a show and I had to miss a couple of rehearsals. And I would just be on email and go, what's going on? What's going on? It's really, really going to be great. I think we're going to be talking about this one for a while. Coffee, come and see Insomnia, because all of these dancers are local. They are from NC State. They're from Central. They're from Fayetteville State, Fayetteville Tech. They are your kids' friends. They are, you know, dancers that you saw, you know, in a competition or something. So yes, do come out and see what coffee's doing, because we are doing a lot.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again for joining us, Avis. We're looking forward to seeing your work in The Wiz and your work further out in Insomnia, and I'm glad that you could join us today.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for having me.